I believe that the quality of communication has declined. Here's my evidence. Samuel Morse's first telegraph message in 1844 was the weighty question, "What hath God wrought?" Then in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell advanced communications, but degraded their quality with his first phone call. Nothing weighty at all, just, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you." Then in 1971 came the first email message. Its author cannot quite remember it exactly, but he thinks it was Q-W-E-R-T-Y-I-O-P. The only thing the sender can remember for sure is that it was all uppercase. It was sent by Ray Tomlinson, the inventor of email. He worked as an engineer developing something called the ARPANET, a precursor to the Internet. The ARPANET was designed to connect computers across the nation. It started with 15 computers placed in California, Utah, and New England. Ray Tomlinson, who worked on two of the computers stored in New England, was in the habit of leaving messages for his coworkers on the computer, a kind of note tacked to the computer, although stored inside, of course. It could only be read by someone sitting at that local computer. Tomlinson realized it would be useful to send messages to the engineers working at computers in other states. So he wrote a program to send email, then sent his first test message, that Q-W-E-R-T-Y-I-O-P, from a computer on his left to one on the right. That first email message traveled all of about 5 feet. He showed his new email system to a colleague and said, "Don't tell anyone. This isn't what we're supposed to be working on." But as word leaked out, he decided to announce his new program himself. He sent out email messages letting his colleagues across the nation know about his work. The first real use of email was a kind of spam that announced its own existence. This message also introduced a symbol that now permeates our world. Tomlinson explained in his message that each user needed to distinguish messages intended only for their local computers from those headed out into the computer network. He told them to use an @. Soon, email became the most popular use for the ARPANET. Within 2 years, 75% of its traffic was email. Ray Tomlinson's email spawned a revolution as great as Samuel Morse's telegraph and Alexander Graham Bell's telephone. But will he be remembered? He doesn't think so. But today, more than 125 million people have email addresses, all featuring Ray Tomlinson's @.